Folks.
So I know you're hungry and tired, so let me do this quickly in 10 minutes, and I can show you the movie last moment. Okay, this morning we report the first raising, and I will review a little bit history. We started this project in 2001 at Springway to make a fourth generation light source, and the R&D on the GaN and alignment devices, C-band we made there. Then we gathered those components, we made it to this test accelerator, and we made this fast lasing. And the XFL edge machine we have been proposing was this January in Japan was selected as a 5 years important subject in Japan. And this project suddenly funded, and we are now in the construction phase already. Okay, this schedule will be, have to be done in 2010, and beam will start in hopefully 2010. But as you know, we have been doing the construction so that there are many people still in the beam tunings. This is a problem, one of ours. So this is the next accelerator. This is a test accelerator, as you saw this morning. The concept of this machine named SCSS is spring-weight compact source. So why compact? We use the short period annulator in vacuum type, such as a period 50 millimeter only. Then we can use lower energy, like a 6J or 8J. Additionally, we use high gradient accelerator. This is a conventional normal conducting accelerator. Then total length of this machine becomes within this site, available site. This is an electron gun, this is a C-band accelerator, and right now we have five annulator lines and test area here. But to do this, the one problem is those two choices makes difficult the design of the electron beam because of the it requires really low emittance. That was our major subject to study at the beginning of our project. Milestone, in 2006, we made this first test accelerator operation, and we hope to go one angstrom in 2010. The beam parameter, I don't go through, but the peak current or the emittance is similar to the LCLS. Okay. The saturation length is a little bit shorter than the LCLS because of the period is short and the size is compact. The different choice is from others is a thermionic cathode gun. We use this cerium boride cathode. This is a pencil. You can find the size. This is a 3 millimeter in diameter. One technical challenge was to heat these things to 1450 degrees C. This is really high temperature. So we made a special technique to use the carbon as a heater. It's running nicely. We measured quickly the emittance in 2003. This emittance tailed 1.1, including the tail, but if you cut this tail, the interior emittance was 0.6. Yeah. Measured emittance with long beam from the gun. This is wrong. Next is this. Sorry. The annulator. As you know, we use an in-vacuum type annulator, so the gap here is only 4 millimeter, 3.7 millimeter, but we can go 15 millimeter. There is a problem of the associated with the wake field, resistive wake field, but if you want to make a short pulse from the X-ray beam, the collective effect doesn't make worse the emittance, so we chose this design. For the alignment, we use helium-neon laser for the guide, and we insert the slit in the BPM, then we monitor the position from the CCD and move this position of the BPM to align those BPM on the stable girder. Then this becomes a kind of the monolith anchor point. Then we close the annulator and bring the electron beam by looking the electron beam position from this aligned BPM. This is the concept. And this is a BPM based on the cavity type, which was designed at FFTB about 10 years ago. Okay, we have four antennas cavity. You can see the slot. It's important to make a good alignment accuracy from the surface of the mechanical center to the electrical center. And this is a monolith implemented, the BPM and iris. This is a mover for the iris. This is a motor. And threading the wire, we measured the calibration. We did the calibration of the position from the mechanical center to the electric center, horizontal within always 1 micron. But somehow, the vertical, we had an error about 15 microns. So we have to solve this problem. For the girder, we use a ceramic. Okay. Ceramic has, this is a cordierite ceramic, name is cordierite ceramic, about 800 millimeter the beam height. So this height is 600 millimeter. And it's quite stable. We fill in the sand to dump out the oscillation, and we grind it, ground the floor, concrete floor, to make perfect touch. But for the alignment, you cannot move, so we feed air pressure here. So it can easily move around as like an aircraft. And we do this for the alignment. For the modulator, very important point is to have a very stable modulator and a quiet modulator to avoid noise influence onto the detector. So we made this shielded design with, this is a metallic tank, and everything fit into the tank and filled with oil. And we run this machine at 60 PPS. So this was made in before 2003. Then it comes to this test accelerator. Okay, skip it. For the next subject in the SS prototype test accelerator is we will seed using the HHGD seeding. Gilbert Lambert this is unused at the EPAC. Lambert has a paper at the FL conference, and we'll start user learn from next year. For the big machine, we have to use 80 Chrysler. This is a big construction. And the main R&D items are that we found that our power stability is not enough for the XFL. So we go 0.1%, this much, and the list of those. And then go through. Okay. So this is a thank from our group. And that's it.
Thank you very much. So I understand the concept of your talk such that we have no time for a few questions, and afterwards you would like to show the movie, is that so?
Yeah, after this.
Okay, so if questions, please.
Let's do the movie.
Ah, you are all eager to see the movie, obviously, or you're hungry.
Okay. This movie is the 2 years construction. But actually, the movie was took from May last year.
Okay, so March last year.
Movie. The technician can change.